Okay, welcome.
In this week's Parshat Vayigash, we have a pasuk that says when Yaakov was leaving towards to go to Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, Vayisra Yisrael, Vayavo Beersheva Yizvach Zvachim Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. So he stopped in Beersheva in order to give a korban to Hashem, but it doesn't call him Hashem, it calls him Aviv Yitzchak. So the question we have to the Midrashim and the Mefarshim ask is, why specifically in Beersheva? And why specifically Elokei Aviv Yitzchak? Fair questions? So the Emes Yaakov cites the Medrash. Many of the Mefarshim cite this Medrash. That Avram Avinu already has been to Beersheva. And what did he do? Among the various activities he did was he planted trees. He planted specifically cedar trees that were going to be used to build the Mishkan. Yitzchak Avinu, noting that this place was significant to Avram Avinu, when he was kicked out by Avimelech, he went to Beersheva and built a Mizbeach and davened there. So Yaakov, before going into Golus, and he has all these reservations about going into Golus, and specifically some of his reservations are about leaving Eretz Yisrael. And we know Yitzchak tried to leave Eretz Yisrael. And what happened as Yitzchak tried to leave Eretz Yisrael? Hashem stopped him and said, no, don't leave Eretz Yisrael, stay here. Yitzchak thought, I have a Masorah from my father. My father had a famine, and he said, let me leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak says, I'm going to do the same thing. Hashem says, no, you're an Ola Tmima, etc. You shouldn't be leaving Eretz Yisrael. So, specifically, because Yitzchak had this conversation with Hashem, and specifically Yitzchak built a Mizbeach in Beersheva and gave Korbanot there, Yaakov, who goes to Beersheva to build a Mizbeach or bring Korbanot there, and specifically wants this conversation with Hashem to find out if it's okay for him to go to Mitzrayim, it's specifically Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. Okay? That's what the Midrash answers. Midrash answers specifically Elokei Aviv Yitzchak because he's doing the same thing that Aviv Yitzchak did there. There is a point that the Emes Yaakov sees in this Medrash. And there's a point that people don't focus on in this Medrash. Yaakov did two things according to this Medrash. One, he went there and davened and talked to Hashem and brought a korban, etc. The other is that he chopped down the trees that Avram Avinu planted. Those cedars, which Avram Avinu planted for one day before the Mishkan, Yaakov chopped them down and brought them with him to Mitzrayim. Why did he do that? So he said, Yaakov, the Emes Yaakov says, Hinei b'med Yaakov Aminu hayama od yarem l'Mitzrayim. He was very afraid to go to Mitzrayim. What was his big fear? His big fear is lest they get stuck there and they'll assimilate and never leave, which almost happened. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to promise Yaakov Aminu, Al tiram yeredem Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid. I'm going to take your offspring out of there one day. But Yaakov was so concerned, he wanted to make a kesher machuti, a significant connection. He wanted everybody to have a way to relate to Eretz Yisrael and believe that they're going to leave Eretz Yisrael. Relate to Eretz Yisrael, believe that they're going to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he needed some way to concretize that feeling. So he took the trees with him, and he wanted those trees to be with Bnei Yisrael always while they're in Mitzrayim. That way, even in the most assimilated state, even their deepest pit of despair, while slaves to the most powerful nation in the world, they can look to the trees and be like, you see those trees? Yaakov Avinu brought those trees to Mitzrayim. What are those trees? Well, we know Avram Avinu planted those trees to be used for the Mishkan. So we apparently have this promise that one day we're going to get out of here and we're going to be able to build a Mishkan. So as much as you feel you want to despair, as much as you feel you want to stop believing and stop having hope, don't. Because we see the trees. The trees are our permanent reminder that we will be getting out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, we're certainly going to get out of here because we have this promise. Look, each person was able to be strengthened or strengthen his fellow Jew because of the koach of those trees. There's a famous, or I don't like when people use that term about a famous Gemara, but there's a, I think it's rather well known, Gemara where Avraham Avinu asks Hashem, what B'nai Yisrael can do so that if they one day sin, which he felt was inevitable because we're humans, that Hashem won't destroy them. So Hashem said, very simple. Hakravat HaKorbanot Techaper Aleim. It's a Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. It says, they'll bring Korbanot, they'll be Mechaper, I'll forgive them. So Avram said, okay. Teinach Bizman She Beit HaMikdash Kayam. Bizman She Ein Beit HaMikdash Kayam Mateh Aleim. It's fine and good. They can bring a Korban. Well, they're not, maybe they won't always have a Mikdash. They won't yet build it, it'll be destroyed. There might be different stages when they'll be without a Mikdash. They can live far away. What are they going to do when they can't bring a Korban in the Bein HaMikdash? Amar lei, kfar tikanti lahem seder korbanot, kol zman shekorin bahen, male ani aleihem ki'ilu makrivim lefanai korban, u'mochel ani al kol avonoteihem, ad kan lashono. The Lashon, the Gemara says, what does Hashem answer Avraham Avinu? Don't worry. It's not the only way to be mechaper through a korban. They can recite the Seder Korbanot, and I will consider it as though they have given a korban. And therefore, don't worry, Avraham Avinu. Even when there's no Beit HaMikdash, there's a way for Am Yisrael to do tshuva. There's a way for Am Yisrael to somehow appease me in lieu of korbanot. So says the Emel Yaakov, Pashtura Kavanah Shaseder Amira Korbanot Hu Kaparal Chataim Kama Kravat Korbanot. He says the pshat of this statement, this Gemara, is that just like the korban is mechaper, Amira Seder korban is mechaper. But according to the Yisod that we established, what was the role of the trees in Mitzrayim? The role of the trees was a constant reminder, a way to strengthen our emunah and bitachon, that we will get out of our situation. He says, let's apply that here to this statement of the Gemara. Here, there's another hidden meaning. What is Avraham Avinu saying? I understand when the Beit HaMikdash exists, the Shechina's there, there are all the Nisim that are taking place in the Mikdash, everybody sees Am Yisrael B'Tifarta, the Shechina B'Tifarta, Am Yisrael's in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure they won't be Shelo Yavdu, they won't get lost, they won't be destroyed in such a situation. Because they have this wonderful connection to their land, to their nation, to the Torah. But what about when the Beit HaMikdash is not Kayam? They're scattered in Galut. They're scattered among the nations. What then? How? Kilomar. Eich heim yishmeru et hakesher lemachzavatam v'et hatikvah legula. How then can they retain this connection to Hashem and the hope for one day there'll be a redemption? V'al zeh anau HaKadosh Baruch Hu kfar tikanti lehem seder korbanot. What's the solution? Reciting korbanot. Kilomar debazeh shehem yomru et seder korbanot. The way to strengthen our belief that the Mashiach is coming is through reciting Seder HaKorbanot. Because without Eliyahu coming, we won't know where the Mizbeach will be. That's according to some Amarei Chazal. In addition, there are certain halachos that we'll need to know in order to build the Mizbeach, in order to bring the Korbanot. So how are we going to know it? Through recitation of the Seder Korbanot, we can retain this connection. One of the questions we're going to get when we get up to Olam Haba, the Gemara Brachot says, is that, Sipita Yeshua, did you await the redemption? Did you await the arrival of the Mashiach? So one of the ways we can answer yes is by reciting Seder Korbanot, and probably, more properly, fulfilling Seder Korbanot. I don't remember which of the speakers at Yimei Yun, probably more than one, said something to the effect of us learning about the Avodah and the Mikdash, the Halachas of the Beit HaMikdash. All that is our fulfillment of Tzipita LeYeshua. That is how we fulfill it now. Meaning, what does it mean to await the reliable? We're just going to stare at the door in case he shows up? No, we prepare ourselves by learning the Halachot and learning the Torah and everything that's appropriate and connected to this idea of the Geula coming. That's what Shomer Aleim Shlo Yavdu Chas V'Shalom. So here, in addition to the message about maintaining hope and despair and learning for the Geula, we also see an importance to recitation of Korbanot. And I know where I've seen very few shuls where Korbanot recitation is part of the Seder HaTfilah. I've seen it, but it's rare. In Eretz Yisrael, it's b'chlal not matzoi because they start from Hodu wherever you go. But I think that's one of the contributing factors to Korbanot being, let's say, one of the top 10 most popularly skipped parts of davening. Let's call it that to be polite. And here the Amal Yaakov is saying, in addition to whatever chiyuv we have to recite the Avodah Tamid and every day, and if we wanted to fulfill that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu are talking about, that this is what's mechaper for us, so we have to recite them. Beyond that, says the Amos Yaakov, there's another reason. This is what strengthens our faith in the Geula. This is what strengthens the faith that Hashem has an ultimate plan that will help Am Yisrael and begoal them in the future. And this is very important, Kiyum of Tzipita LeYeshua. So, with that in mind, we should at least be somewhat familiar with the Avodah HaKorbanot. I remember I was in a shir once with Rav Yamin Tavori, Shabbat Rafu Shalema, and I think I was Shana Aleph or Bet, and I may have said something to the effect of that we don't say Korbanot, and he says, you can't make yourself a Russia. I'm not allowed to be Makabal that from you because Ein Adam Esi Masmo Russia. So that was his way of like giving me some very strong muster that I should be reciting Korbanot. So do your best. I saw an Alichot Shlomo. Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, though, when you're trying to catch up for davening, lo aleinu, that you should never come late for davening. But if it does happen to you for some reason, you're confused about what time they're starting, because, I don't know, Rosh Chodesh or something. So it could happen. It's happened to me, let's say at least. So if you're trying to catch up for davening, Birchot HaShachar is something you do say. Korbanot is something you make up after davening. In other words, you don't let Korbanot be something that makes you fall further behind in davening. Korbanot is something that you should say where they are in the Siddur, meaning before you say Psukei Zimra, if, you know, assuming that we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, being on time to davening, early to davening, so we could say them before, because, of course, the Chazan starts with Hodu or Kaddish, etc. Thank you for listening.